The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. Bringing science and soul together in the art of loving, this is relational sexology. Lately, I've been reflecting on what makes my approach to therapy and teaching so distinctive and so effective. After more than two decades of working with couples and individuals, I've realized it's not just about technique or insight, it's something deeper. Just recently, a couple who hadn't had sex in 25 years found their way back to each other and are now enjoying a sexual connection again. Those moments are profoundly satisfying, and they've helped me name what I actually do: relational sexology. For most of modern history, we've treated sex and love as separate things. Biology over here, emotion over there. Therapists have worked with relationships, doctors have worked with sexual function, spiritual teachers have explored the sacred. But human beings don't divide up so neatly. When we love, we're embodied. When we desire, we're emotional. When we connect deeply, something larger than both of us comes alive. Relational sexology is the integration of all of this. It's the meeting place of science, psychology, and the sacred. It's an approach I've developed over decades of working with thousands of individuals and couples, combining evidence-based psychosexual therapy with mindfulness, somatic awareness, and a deep respect for our innate capacity for connection. Why relational? Because we are wired for connection. From our earliest attachment bonds to the way our nervous systems attune in intimacy, we are designed to regulate, grow, and heal in relationship. In couples work, this means understanding that safety, desire, and arousal are co-created experiences, not private events happening in isolation. When we feel emotionally safe, our erotic energy can expand. When we feel threatened or unseen, it shuts down. So, relational work becomes the foundation for sexual well-being. Sexuality is always expressed relationally. It's never just one person's problem to fix. It lives within the dynamic between two people. There's an ecosystem a couple inhabits, and both the challenges and the solutions arise within that shared field. When we understand that, everything changes. We stop pathologizing individuals and start healing the relationship itself. Why sexology? Because sexuality is not an add-on, it's a vital expression of our aliveness. As a field, sexology explores how our biology, psychology, and culture shape sexual experience. But too often it stops at the surface, focusing on function, frequency, or technique. Relational sexology goes deeper. It asks, how can we inhabit our bodies with presence, curiosity, and joy? How can we bring awareness to the erotic as a creative life force that nourishes both the self and the relationship? The integration. Relational sexology is where the scientific meets the sacred. Grounded in clinical practice, yet open to the mystery of human connection. It draws from neuroscience, attachment theory, and psychobiological models of therapy, and is informed by tantra, mindfulness, and transpersonal psychology. The result is a holistic, compassionate way of understanding love and sex, not as problems to fix, but as paths of evolution and awakening. In practice, in therapy, retreats, and courses, relational sexology means creating safe spaces where people can reconnect to themselves and each other, where desire can be explored without judgment, where pleasure is seen as a practice of presence, and where intimacy becomes not just an act, but a way of being. Because when we approach sex relationally, with awareness, curiosity, and courage, we don't just improve our relationships. We deepen our humanity, and we come home to ourselves.